He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's 11:10. Tomorrow will be 11:11. A lot of ones. You know, I think on my pick six ticket, I'll put all ones in there, or my lottery ticket. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson in the BSN Carlsbad studio. A little chilly this morning, what, 58, something like that? Minnesota's 17 this morning. All right, that'll put some frost on the pumpkin there. All right, we've got the markets just a little frosty here this morning after yesterday's tax cut delay sell-off. Well, the Dow is following on, tacking on another 59, 63-point loss. What did it end up down yesterday? Was it down
150?
No, I think 120? It was closer to 100. Look on MarketSmith. Go to daily, the daily prices. I think it was down 100. Well, it's down another 60 today. That's a quarter of a percent. And that puts the Dow at 23,397. We were at about 23,600, I want to say. Now we're at 23,400. So we're down a couple hundred points on this tax deal. And I want to talk about that at length because that really could be putting in a temporary top in the market here. The NASDAQ is down 15 points right now. Big tech led the way downwards yesterday. Of course, big tech is the most vulnerable area of the market, no question about it, because it's gone up the most. But it's down 15 today, 6,734. We've got the S&P down 7 points. It works out to about a quarter of a percent. The small caps are actually up today.
Yeah, the Russell's up.
What is going on there? And the 10-year yield right now is at 2.32%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm in the early stages of my third decade in the business. Stephen is in the late stages of his first decade in the business. And maybe by the time you get another decade under your belt watching the old man, we'll see. We take it a day at a time. Here's a thought I had as I watched the pundits this morning with Stuart Varney. There's a couple guys on there that are just inept.
Are they the same guys who've been on there for years saying that we're going to get a correction now?
Yeah, pretty
or
much.
A recession.
But here's an idea, okay? When Jose Altuve steps to the plate on national TV, what information are we shown?
His average.
His batting average.
Home runs, RBIs. Yeah.
Would it not make sense? How can I give a pundit on Fox or CNBC any kind of credibility at all with not knowing how their own...
Yeah, show his record.
Yeah. Okay, now if the guys...
I bet they wouldn't like that, though.
Yeah, but... Why should the rules be any different? Why should I listen to somebody that I don't know who's buying JCPenney and has been buying it all the way down? And it makes me wonder, I just wonder, do you run a hedge fund? Do you manage money for people? Do you manage a publicly traded mutual fund? And what is your track record? How much are you up or down this year? What's your average over the last 10 years? Doesn't that seem like a reasonable request?
It'd be nice.
Now, if I'm Fox, I'm going to find guys that have been, or CNBC, I'm going to find guys that have been clobbering the market.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, don't you think that gives them credibility and I'm going to listen to what they have to say?
Yeah, I mean, I get why they maybe do both sides. Someone who's positive on the market, someone who's negative. But
okay,
still,
but I want to see the track record.
Sure. Yeah.
If a guy's negative on the market and over the last 10 years he hasn't made anybody any money, why would I listen to him?
Maybe he'll be right eventually.
Anyways, I'll write my suggestions. Do they have a suggestion box back there at the Fox Business Channel? I'll write him a letter. I'll send him an email. Yeah, because that just makes too much sense to me. All right. Yeah, because there was a guy on this morning. I consider him to be a moron. That's putting it nicely. He looks good in his suit and everything, and, you know, he talks well. But I've written down the things he said over the last several months. It's pathetic. Well, anyways, it was all about the tax overhaul yesterday. You know what? And I sent out a push notification when I heard that the Senate now. See, the House has pretty much got their version. And the Senate version includes a one-year delay on the corporate tax cut. And I sent out a push notification that I mean with all my heart.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Senators are pompous, arrogant, entrenched SOBs that it's ridiculous.
They should have term limits.
They should have term limits. Yeah. Because once they get in there, they never get out. In fact, many of them, Murkowski in Alaska got it from her daddy. They hand down the franchise. And once you have that name recognition, it's very hard to unseat an incumbent. I mean, look at how long Feinstein and Boxer were entrenched. Look at how long McCain has been entrenched. I could go on and on and on. And I think one of the worst displays of arrogance that I ever witnessed in my entire life was when Barbara Boxer asked a general to please call me senator. I've worked real hard for this position. Please call me senator. You know what I think? I think they should say, I'm a humble servant. I'm a humble public servant. I'm here to do the will of the people. I've always advocated for a volunteer Senate.
Yeah.
Let's get retired professionals, retired truck drivers, retired people that are in the real world that don't demand that somebody address them as senator. It makes me absolutely sick.
Yeah, I know it does.
Does it make you sick?
It feels like it becomes less and less about the people and more about themselves.
Well, yeah. A guy like Corker, oh, you hurt my feelings. You know what?
Well, John McCain's the same way.
He's the same way.
Holding a grudge against Trump.
All right, so listen. If they delay this tax cut on the corporate tax cut by 1 year, we've just put in a top in the market. And is it too soon to start putting in hedges? Yeah, a little too soon.
Because you'll still get them eventually.
You're still going to get them eventually down the road.
But there's not much between.
But there's going to be a year delay in the market. The market's going to go sideways for a year while the stupid, pompous senators. I can't stand those guys. I really can't. It's the Senate that's blocking everything.
Yeah.
Because they're entrenched and because they're in somebody's pocket. Look. I believe in volunteers. I believe in people doing it for the right reason and expecting no pay in return. That's what I believe. Well, anyways, yeah, you've seen the top in the market if there is a one-year delay. And in listening to Mnuchin yesterday, and in listening to another senator, I can't remember which one, but they were definitely, I mean, Mnuchin was definitely leaning in the direction of, yeah, we might have a year delay. And that's why you saw the market reel. And then when they interviewed the senator, and I think it was Stuart Varney, he let the senator have it on TV. Let him have it.
Yep.
And the guy had every excuse possible. Well, that's all I can say. Here's the hope that I have deep down in my heart. Trump's in Asia this week. He signed 37 business deals while he was there. He's coming home. I hope when he comes home, he starts tweeting again.
He's got to get more involved in the process.
Yeah, if this is a one-year delay, then the market, you know what? Well, what are the most vulnerable areas of the market to buy hedges? Well, obviously big tech. Has that not been the biggest winner in the market this year? Of course it has. And hedging against the semiconductors with an inverse semiconductor ETF, hedging against the NASDAQ with an inverse NASDAQ ETF, would make all the sense in the world if these guys can't get their act together. There were a few good things. You know, they want to get rid of the deductions for state and local tax. That looks like it's in both plans.
Yeah.
That's going to happen, which doesn't help me.
Doesn't help us Californians.
People. Doesn't help anybody in any state. We had a little discussion with your mother-in-law last night about how do they pay for state services if they don't have state taxes? Well, I've been to Florida. I've been to Arizona. I didn't see any lack of state services. The roads were better than our roads in California. How does that
our
work?
Roads are probably the worst.
They're worst
in the nation.
And we have the highest state taxes and the worst public schools. So there. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the electric vehicle tax credit, the cap on the home mortgage interest, Trump signing 37 deals, and then we'll get into GM, NVIDIA, Ford hiring bionic workers, and more. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
That's a little Soul Kitchen by Jim Morrison, who used to roam the beaches of Venice, home to Snapchat, which is being quartered by Tencent Holdings. So, you know, you can find a stock in almost any song, can't you, somehow? I can, anyways. Well, I just want to finish up on the Trump-Asia deal. Trump will not meet Putin at the APEC summit. He's written a new blueprint for U.S.-China relations. And here it is. We will no longer enter into large agreements that will make meaningful enforcement practically impossible. Okay. We will make bilateral trade agreements with any Indo-Pacific nation that wants to be our partner. Our partner. And lastly, I like this one a lot, Stephen. Additionally, Washington will no longer tolerate the audacious theft of intellectual property and chronic trade abuses. You like that?
Yeah.
You have any problem with that? I don't have any problem with that. Okay, now, we've got a newsletter to write today, and I told Stephen that we are going to get that thing done, and if we get it done, we'll go home a little early today. Is that a deal?
There we go.
Okay. You know where I'm going to be on November the 30th?
Yeah, I do.
Watching or listening to GM as they plan a November 30th investor event on the autonomous future of driving. General Motors has scheduled an investor event on dedicated to self-driving vehicles in a webcast. Does that mean I can watch it from my office on my big screen?
Yep.
It sure does. It will host our vision of an autonomous future, where it will likely outline plans for commercialization of its technology. That's GM's technology. Now, an innovation that seemed a few years away from commercialization is advancing rapidly. Google's Waymo announced this week that its vehicles have been going without human drivers in the Phoenix area, and that it will open those rides up to members of the public. I'm going to drive to Phoenix.
Get in one of those.
I'm going to broadcast the show from an autonomous car. What happened in Las Vegas? You're shaking your head.
No, I found an article last night, actually. It was kind of funny.
It.
The title is Las Vegas' self-driving bus crashes in first hour of service. But I read the article. Okay. It was not the self-driving car's fault.
All right.
Let's see here. It says a delivery truck backed into it as it was driving by.
Okay. Now, if I was driving that car, I would say I probably would have gotten whacked by that. Maybe I could have avoided it. I don't know. But okay, yeah. But you know what? Here's the statistics that I've heard. Our car insurance rates will plunge, the amount we pay for car insurance, because accidents will plunge and highway deaths will plunge. There's still going to be highway deaths and accidents. There's no getting around that. But if insurance rates they're already pricing in dramatic decreases in insurance premiums, that tells me all I need to know. So we'll put that on the calendar, November the 30th. We'll watch it. And by the way, I was informed 2 days ago that an ETF has been submitted to the SEC, and of course I submitted mine. I've already heard that it's been approved. However, a much bigger firm than us, I'm not sure who it was. I have to go back and look. It was texted to me by the amplify people.
What was it, an autonomous car ETF, or was it a...
You know what? You're not going to find it because it's buried deep in the SEC filings. Okay? Yeah, okay. And it was found by someone from Amplify. But somebody has submitted an ETF that would include electric and autonomous cars. Now, I've already created an index. That index is up about 65% year to date. So we'll see where this all ends up. Here's news from Ford, okay? Robots have replaced many U.S. manufacturing workers, but new mechanical exoskeletons being tested by Ford may help factory workers function like bionic people. Do you know what an exoskeleton
is? Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the stock EKSO, E-K-S-O. And there's also one out of Israel, ReWalk.
Well, that stock is terrible.
Yeah, it looks like a terrible stock. ReWalk.
It's up 18% today on the news.
Yeah, it's up 18%. So you put the skeleton on.
I remember those guys being on, the Israel company being on Fox Business.
Yeah, ReWalk.
Yeah.
And what they do is they can take a paraplegic.
That was really cool to see.
One that was injured in the war or whatever, in an autonomous car crash.
Yep. And they got in that suit.
Put them in an exoskeleton and they walk.
It was pretty cool.
I mean, I think of, you know, the New Testament and the Savior touching a man and he can walk. I think of these exoskeletons, man, can walk again. So anyways, two of the automakers' U.S. factories are trying out upper body devices. I need one at the gym. Developed by ExoBionics. That symbol is EKSO, which are designed to increase productivity. Maybe I'll get one for Steven.
Yeah, there we go.
And reduce the physical damage of repetitive tasks. Okay, well, we've heard of, what do you call the, in your, if you keep doing the same thing with
carpal
your
tunnel.
Carpal tunnel syndrome. Let the skeleton, don't let your fingers do the walking. Let EXO do the walking and save you from car, and lifting. How about lifting? Can you see a UPS driver walking in and carrying like 5,000 pounds on it with his exoskeleton and built-in forklift, whatever? Anyways, something interesting. The world is changing around us. It's changing.
It's kind of weird and creepy,
us.
But
yeah, a little bit creepy. But
it's going to help.
It's going to change the world, and you want to be invested in areas that are going to change the world. Well, here's a bull. This guy agrees with you on Tesla. He disagrees on me. He says Tesla is to electronic vehicles what Apple was to cell phones.
Is that not what I've been saying?
That's exactly what you've been
for
saying.
For months now.
Okay.
Who is this guy?
Order the shirts.
He must have heard us.
Order the shirts. Steven was right again.
Who said it?
This is an analyst at, his last name is Shaw. Okay.
I still don't know about the stock, but the car itself.
Well, Romit Shaw. He's Nomura. Okay. Nomura is a big Japanese bank. I used to be on Bloomberg with a Nomura, their head guy. And Romit Shaw is an analyst there. He is reiterating his buy rating and a $500 price target on Tesla. Is Tesla holding that 300 line?
I didn't check it today.
Check it out.
Probably.
You know the symbol by heart by now.
Yeah, there it is.
Is it
303?
Yeah, it's hugging the 300 line.
It's right there.
He said, I want to give an update on our option play in the second half. It's hitting a new high today. It's up 102% in 3 days.
Might be a little bit more than
might
that.
Might be 4 days.
Four days.
Well,
he either
says,
way.
Tesla may be on the brink of following in Apple's footstep as a creator of one of the all-time most successful products.
I agree.
And huge returns for investors. Nomura analyst Romit Shah says, in reiterating his buy and a $500 stock price, he says the passion of Tesla's backers, I've seen it, is similar to the type of loyalty Apple has inspired in its customers. Well, show me the profits.
Yeah.
Show me the money. When we come back, we'll show you a little money being made here in an options play that we have of all things. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Steven Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not?